Rabbeinu bases this Torah on the pasuk in Tehillim, Leiv Toher, Broli Elikim, Feruach Nochayim, Chadesh Bikirbi. Rabbeinu says, Kima Shebedabrim, Beinoi Levein Kainoi, this that a person speaks to Hashem on his own, his spiritus, a person davens to Hashem, Hu Bechinas Ruach HaKadosh. That alone is a concept of Ruach HaKadosh. V'dovet HaMelech Olav HaSholem, Dovid HaMelech, who was very, very great, Yosad Mizeh Sefer Tehillim. He was zeicher to establish from his hispoidedus, from his tefillah with Hashem, he was zeicher to create the Sefer Tehillim. V'chein kol echad l'fi b'chinasai hu b'chinas ruach ha-kodesh. So to each and every yid, the tefillah that he davens to Hashem is a b'chin of ruach ha-kodesh. Note, the pasuk says, "Shivchi kamayim libech necha pnei Hashem." We know that tefillah, the Gemara says in Tainus, "Ula avdoi b'chol avachem, ezehu avayda shebaleiv, haviyemersu tefillah." Tefillah is avayda baleiv. Look what the pasuk says here: "Leiv toher broli elikin, veruach nochayin chadesh bekirbi." What's this ruach? This is a ruach of kedusha. This is a bechina of ruach hakodesh. As the pasuk says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lecho Omar Libi, Hashem, my heart says to you, Kamaisha Pirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh says over there, Lecho Bishvilcha, because of you, Ubishlichuscha, and as your Shliach, Omar Li Libi. In other words, the person's heart is a Shliach of Hashem to reveal to the person different things. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Shekol hadvorim shehalev oimer heim divrei Hashem yisporach mamish. When a person davens to Hashem and he's mekayim this inyan of ula avdoi b'chol avavchem, the words that the person speaks are words which Hashem sends to the person. We say to Hashem, note the wording in Uvolat Zion, Hu yiftach libeinu b'sayrosoi, v'yosim b'libeinu ahavosoi v'yirosoi, v'lasei sritzoinoi ula avdoi b'leiv of sholoim. Hashem should open up our hearts and place into our hearts these diburim of kedusha. So Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person is zeicher to speak to Hashem, that dibur is the bechin of ruach hakodesh. V'hu bechinas ruach hakodesh. V'tzorech lechadesh tomid. Rabbeinu Zal says that a person is required to constantly be mechadesh in tefillah. Just like the Arizal says that one of the biggest mitzvahs that a person can do for a parent after a parent passes away, one of the biggest zechias is if a child is zeicher to be mechadesh in Torah. That's one of the greatest things. Rabbi Zal always used to say that. That's one of the greatest things for the tikkun of a neshama. Rabbeinu Zal says when it comes to tefillah also, there's an inyan of being mechadesh. Levakesh b'chol pam b'tachnunim v'divrei ritzuyim chadoshim. That when a person speaks to Hashem his own words of tefillah, his own espiritus, to see to it to be mechadesh, to come up with new tefillahs, new requests, new ways of wording his tefillah to Hashem. Period. This is what Rabbeinu Zal says. How can a person be zeichet to this? How is a person zeichet to be able to come up with new tainus in tefillah? Tzorich taharas halev. This requires purity of the heart. V'taharas halev. How does a person purify the heart? Al yidei shemislahev uboyer liboy l'Hashem yisporach. By a person's heart burning to Hashem, having a fiery desire to Hashem, al yidei zeh nitar halev. That's what purifies the heart. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ki neged shenislahe v'nivar la'aveiro ele taivoro chas v'shalom, because in opposition to the fact that the heart normally is nislahev and nischamim to aveiro, shemize nitmoli boy, that's what causes the heart to become tomei, this eish of tumo. The Zohar Kodesh says that the word yitzro is bigematria eish. Neged ze, in opposition to this, a person has to see to it that his heart should burn to Hashem. He should have a fiery desire to serve Hashem. Take a look at the side for a second, at the little paragraph here. It's through the chamimus halev, when a person is zeichet to serve Hashem with fire, that's how he's zeichet to be megaresh the ruach tuma. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this now scientifically. Why? Ki teva ho'eish shemegaresh ha'avir. The nature of fire is that fire pushes away air. Fire, the heat of the fire, the combustion alone causes air to shoot out. The whole concept of a rocket ship, what makes it take off? It's the combustion, there's an explosion that takes place in the rocket. That's what propels the rocket shooting. Rabbi Nezal says, K'moishan is spoiler l'chach mi ha-yisoydeis, as is known to those who study sciences, Kizehu sibas masheyoyre hakane sreifo al yedei shemadlikin masheyzeren lamalo. Hainu hapilver. How does a gun shoot? How do you propel a projectile, a bullet, out of a gun? You light a fire, the fire catches, there's a little explosion that takes place in the barrel of the gun, and that's what causes the air to shoot with tremendous power and to push this thing out. Through the koyach of fire, that's what causes the air to fly, to go running at a very high speed. And this air that comes shooting out now with power pushes out that which was loaded into the rifle or the gun. Whatever bullet or whatever ball you put in there comes flying out. Rabbi Nezal says, "Va'oid nizbarer b'chush mikama dvorim." And in studying many items, the whole concept of heat causing things to rise, you'll observe that heat has a nature of pushing air away. It pushes air out. V'haklal shehoesh megari shavir. Rabbi Nezal says, the scientific rule is that fire pushes away air. Al kain hachamimus shebalev sheboyer l'Hashem yisborach. The fire within a person's heart that he's burning to serve Hashem, megareish haruchos shehem avir, it pushes out the ruach tumah. Ruach is miloshen avir, a concept of air. Hainu shemegareish es haruach tumah, vaydeze nitar liboy. So if a person has ruach tumah in the heart, a yetzahora shebelev, we know that that's in the heart. Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem refers to the two yetzahoras which are in the heart, and a person wants to clean out the ruach tumah. Rabbi Nezal says to push out this air, you need fire, you need hislavus. Vaydeze nitar liboy. We're going back to the paragraph on the other page, where the asterisk was. Vaydeze yitar liboy. And through this, a person purifies his heart. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash, kol dovor ashiyovoy boish, taviru boish. Anything that comes through fire, its tikkun is through fire. The whole concept of kashering kalim, a keli that's used directly on the fire, the tikkun for that keli is libun. The lave, which is attacked with fire, the Yetzahara, the Mechamein Gufei de Barnash, the Zera Kodesh uses that lotion. So the tikkun for the Yetzahara is fire of Kedusha. Kol dovor ashiyovoy boish, taviru boish. Ukishiyesh loy taras halev, and when a person is zeichet to purity of the heart, azay zeichet ledaber b'chol pam diburim chadoshim shein b'chinas ruach ha-kodesh. When a person is zeichet to a pure heart, then he'll notice that when he tries to have his spiritus to speak to Hashem, his own words of tefillah, he'll find that he's zeichet to come up with new words. He's zeichet to create new tefillahs every single day to Hashem. V'zehu, this is the meaning of the pasuk where David HaMelech says, Lev tohor bro li elikim, Hashem, let me be zeiche to a lev tohor, so that v'ruach nochoin chadesh bekirbi, sheyizge l'chadesh diburim chadoshim, so that I'll be zeiche to be mechadesh new words of tefillah, shehein b'chinas ruach ha-kodesh, which is the b'chin of ruach ha-kodesh. You'll note that in the Yehirot sign that we say for Tehillim before Tehillim, we say that these words, which are ruach ha-kodesh, should help us to be mesakein this and this, l'chaber eshes nurim imdeido, all of those words. We see clearly that the tefillah of David HaMelech in those words was ruach ha-kodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh, the Meforshim show millions, billions of seidos that are found in each word there, gematrioyos, everything. So too, Rabbi Nezal says, each and every yid, when he has his plated Hashem, when he speaks to Hashem his own words of tefillah in his own language, the tefillah is a bechina of ruach hakodesh. Now, Rabbi, go ahead.
Why do you need new words?
Why do you need new words? That's a whole separate topic. The reason is because, again, just like begashmius, when you come to speak to a human being, if you say the same thing over, it doesn't necessarily have as good a time as if you come up with new things constantly. Again, Rabbi Nezal says that the chiddush part of it is ruach hakodesh. It's asidus, like the lave is telling the person new things. In his tefillah is found the bechina of ruach hakodesh. That's something that requires his chachas. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, "V'lovoy lehislavus v'chamimus l'Hashem yisborach." Now the question is, how do you get this hislavus? Does it mean jumping up and down? Does it mean doing exercise? How does a person get to the kind of his slavus that Rabbeinu Zal is talking about? Hu al yedei tenua. It requires motion. Note again, science. What creates friction? What creates heat? Motion. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this now, Baruchnius. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki tenua mo'irer chamimus. Motion, movement, generates heat. As we see in nature, im yizrei chetz, if a person shoots an arrow, v'yitchoiv b'roishoi shaivo, and the person puts on the tip of the arrow wax, azai yimas hashaivo, machmas hachamimus habayi de tnua. The wax will melt through the fire, the heat that's generated just by the speed of the arrow going through the air, and that's how they shoot flaming arrows. They put wax, warm wax, on the tip of the arrow, and if it's shot fast enough, the heat alone or the movement as it's going through the air warms it up, causes it to melt, so that when it strikes something, it can catch fire by doing that. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'hine al yedei tenuasoi humazia." When a person moves a lot, they run a lot, they sweat. V'ikra hatenuo humei hamachshava. The main motion is from the brain of a person. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, ki mitchila hamachshava noicha v'shokta. In the beginning, let's say when a person wakes up in the morning, before the brain starts really working, the moyach is at rest. V'achakach, and afterwards, mascheles hamachshava lehisnoyeya, mimachshava lamachshava, then the mind begins to move from one thought to the next. Hainu, mitchilo kishiyoshev al makoimoi hoyimachshavtei leishev. In the beginning, when the person was sitting in his place, he was sitting in a chair, he thought that he wants to be sitting now. When it suddenly occurs to the person that he wants to get up and walk, the mind leaves its first thought, goes on to its second thought of wanting to stand up. Through this process of thinking, thinking generates heat. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to prove this now. Watch this. V'alkein kisha'odom yoshein. That's why when a person sleeps, tzorech l'chaseis atzmoi, a person finds that usually he has a tendency to want to cover himself. Why? Ki machmas shehamachshova neiche v'shushketo. Because the mind is at rest when a person is sleeping. Ein lechamimus. That's why the person doesn't have heat, warmth inside. That's why he feels a need to have to cover himself. Whereas when a person is up during the day, usually you feel much more warm when you're awake than when you're asleep. There's less need to want to be covered up. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ukemoi kein baruchnius." So too baruchnius. When a person's brain is thinking about Hashem, and a person is zeicher to be learning Torah, and his brain is going from one thought to the next. So, al yedei tenua, meirid chamimus. This movement to the brain, using the head to learn, you have to go from one thought to the next to think of a Rashi, a Tosfos, these things. This generates a heat. This is the concept of having a burning heart to Hashem. V'chein ikar chamimus yisoid ho'eish hima shemekabel mitnuas hakechovin. Rabbeinu Zal says, the main concept of the chamimus of eish, the yisoid of eish in creation, draws its power from the movement of the stars. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki yisoid eish hu lamalo miyisoid ho'avir v'samuch legalgalim. In the Dalet Yesodos, Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, when we talk about Avir Mayim Rokia, these different concepts, Eish is considered on a higher level than Avir. Eish is considered on a higher level than Avir. V'samach legalgalim, it's close to the heavenly spheres, the sun, the stars, those things. V'chein kol galgal mekabel migalgal shelamal himenu. And each one of the heavenly galgalim receives from the galgalim above them. Like the moon receives from the sun receives from galgalim that are above it. Al kein al yedei shematzdi korabim. Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, through a person being matzdik korabim, he hainu al yidei shemekarev bnei adam lavodas Hashem isborach, through a person being mekarev people to Hashem, or al yidei shedon kol adam lekav zchus, or by a person judging people bechlal lekav zchus, shegam ze nikro matzdik korabim, that's also called a bechin of matzdik korabim. He looks to find tzidkus in every person. Al yidei ze moirid gam kein chamimus behislavus Hashem isborach. But that's also an item which gives a person his slavos to serve Hashem. If a person is zeichet to be mekarev people, or he's matzdik, he's moitzi zechusin people, this is also something that helps a person tremendously for his slavos. Why? Kamo shekosuv, as the posuk says, u'matzdikei horabim kakoychovim. The posuk says, u'matzdikei horabim kakoychovim. Just like koychovim are mashpia, this koyach of eish, so too a person who is matzdik es harabim is zeichet to draw upon himself this eish, this hislavus likdusha. V'hu mekabel hachamimus mima shelamala mimenu. And this person is zeichet to draw upon himself chamimus from that which is above him. V'yuchal lohirid chamimus la'acher gamkein. And this person becomes in a position to be able to give chamimus to other people, to be a mashpia. K'moy hakechovim shemekabla milamalo, just as the Gemara says that the Kechovim receive their Shefa from Hashem, and they are the ones who are Mashpia Shefa to the earth. The Gemara says, Ein lecho kol esav esav milamato, that doesn't grow until it's given a command by the Malach above it, or the Gemara says, by the Kechov above it, that hits it and says, grow. So we see that where does the Hashpoa come from? It comes from the Kechovim. Rabbi Nizal says, "Avol mi she'enoy mekabel hachamimus mimi shelamalo." But a person who does not receive chamimus from one who is above him, af shemevi chamimus la'acher, such a person, even though he has some of his own chamimus and he tries to pass it along to another person, who rak lefi shor, he'll find that his chamimus is only a temporary one, v'hu atzmoi miskarer. And he himself cools off pretty quick afterwards. Kemoy habarzel hamalubon shemashlichen lamayim. Just like you take a white hot piece of metal and you throw it into a thing of cold water, shehabarzel atzmoy miskarer. Number one, the barzel itself cools off. Vegam hamayim sheneschamim, and the water which gets a little warm through this burning hot piece of metal that you threw into it. It's a very temporary kind of warmth. Why? Because the barzel was cut off from its source of warmth, therefore it's not capable of being mashpia to another one. This is the whole concept of why a leader in Klal Yisrael is not called a chacham, he's called a Talmud chacham. Why? What gives him the power to teach others? As long as he's receiving a hashpoa from one who's above him, he's able to pass along the warmth. The whole concept of Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem, u'mesoro le'Yeshua v'Yeshua le'Zekeinim. As long as you have the chain, each one is receiving from the one above him, he's able to pass along this chamimus. Whoever breaks the chain and goes off on his own, chas v'shalom, that person, even if he has chamimus, it's just until the whole thing cools off and it becomes nothing, chas v'shalom.
Is it getting it from another person? Why do you now say getting it on his own?
Getting it...
The one that cools off quick.
Right.
Is where you get it from another person?
No, it's if he doesn't get it. Rabbi Nizal says here that... Rabbi Nizal says... But a person who doesn't receive it from another person, from one who's above him, even if such a person is capable of putting some fire into another person, you should know that it's only temporary. Why? Because if he's not hooked up to a source above him, exactly, he's going to cool off. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Min velovoi lehislavus ad kan leinichtav yofek eseder." This paragraph was not really written. If you're used to learning Likut Maran, you know that the lashon is usually a much smoother one than what you find here. Rav Nosson Zal says it wasn't really written over well. Why? Ki lo shamati zehu inyan mipiv hakadosh biatzma. Rav Nosson Zal says I didn't hear these words from Rabbeinu Zal himself. Rak mipi acher bishmoi. I heard it told over from a different Talmud. But if you want to know this main topic, the meat of this topic, about how the whole hislavus comes through tnuas hasechel, ayin le'el b'hatoira atiko tomer v'sosim b'simen chof aleph. Look in Torah chof aleph in Likud Hamaran. Shom mevuore mahagdomo yiselo barichus. That's where Rabbi Nizal discusses this topic, barichus, showing how the whole concept of hislavus. We say a person is supposed to serve Hashem with hislavus. Where does it come from? It must come from the brain. You don't generate hislavus from your toes. The more you learn, Rabbi Nizal said the key to tefillah is Torah. The hakdama must be Torah. You have to learn Chumash, Gemara, Zohar Kodesh, whatever you have to learn. The more you learn, the Torah is Eish. Hashem says, Halei ko yidvorei ko eishnum Hashem. That's what gives a person the fire in tefillah, or the fire in Avodas Hashem. You look at David HaMelech, who was the one who was Miyasei the Sefer Tehillim. He didn't daven all day. The Gemara in Moed Katan says he was a Rosh Yeshiva. He taught Torah to others. We could imagine what level of learning he was on if he was Zecher to be Miyasei the Sefer Tehillim, which had such service in it.
And then, like, Rav Nizal describing the difference between Hasinim and Hasan, and, you know,
saying
the whole
position. Right.
The whole thing.
Right. The answer is because in Torah, the Gemara says, Numa v'samtem. The Torah itself could be a Sam Chaim and a Sam Oves. The question is, how is it that you find people who learn Torah and yet they're ice cold? You don't find any Chamimus. They daven with a kaltkeit. Their whole Avodah is with a kaltkeit. The answer is that the Torah itself can either be a Sam Chaim or a Sam Oves. If a person is Zeicha to learn Torah, the Gemara doesn't say a person who learns Torah, Haloi made Torah Lishma, Zeicha Ledvorim Harbe. A person who is Zeicha to learn Torah Lishma, that's when the Torah helps the person, and the Torah is able to help the person advance and tefillah on everything. The whole concept of Im Ein Yira Ein Chachma, in other words, the fact that Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, if the Torah is learned the right way, where the Torah has the proper Hagdamais, then the Torah is able to inject this warmth. In other words, and this itself is how a person can tell. If a person looks at himself and he sees he's learning and the learning isn't leading to any hislavos, he knows that there's a problem in his learning. Very simple. Because the right way is, again, look at our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha. You saw him learning Gemara, let's say, anything. You saw that it was a pleasure, it was a thrill to him, it was with a warmth. You see people who aren't capable of it, it's a chesaron in them. No question. Right. Right. Exactly. Again, there's different levels, obviously. In other words, he's saying that, what about the example of Rav Moshe Zal's father-in-law? Zichron Avrocha. Rav Moshe Zal said this was a tzaddik, and yet he was a very big misnaged, number one. Rav Moshe Zal said about him that as much as great as he was, the fact is that when he observed the difference between the chassidim and the misnagdim, he saw that the difference is that these are like, you take a knish, it's got potatoes, it's got salt, it's got pepper, it's fabulous. Ever try to eat a cold knish? There's no way it tastes good. You take the same thing, with a little less pepper, a little less salt even, and make it hot, it's delicious. Rabbi Nizal said that that's the difference between chassidim and misnagdim. At chassidim, they serve Hashem with hislavus, with fire of kedusha. Misnagdim don't. The kash is, I, misnagdim also learn. They learn Gemara, they learn Torah. What is it that prevents them from drawing this hislavus from the Torah? In other words, how is it possible for them to learn Gemara and there's no fire coming out of it? You don't see them davening with a chias, or doing mitzvahs with a chias, or with a zrizus, with that kind of concept. The answer is because within the Torah there's different ways. It could go either way. It could be a Sam Chaim, it could be a Sam Oves. A person could use it, Chas V'Shalom, to do damage. Or again, a person can learn Torah and he's not Zeicha to have the Torah generate the Chamimus for him. This is something that requires a Zechiah from Hashem. The Gemara says, for example, here you have another example, Torah alone. The Gemara says, when it comes to learning Torah, what's the Tachlis of Torah? Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs and Meisim Tovim. If a person learns and forgets what he learns, he can't accomplish anything with it. How is a person Zeicha to remember it? Requires Tefillah. A person has to daven to Hashem. The Gemara says in Megillah, Siyata min Shmayahu. L'may nafkamino, l'miboy rachmi. You have to daven. So you know that one without the other can't really have Hatzlacha. Torah without Tefillah is nothing, because it's Chachma without Yira, where the Gemara says Chachmosa is not miskayemes. And at the same time, Tefillah without Torah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Meisir oznai mishmaya Torah, gam Tefillah say Teva. Right. It's two different things. I'm saying everything is connected. There's no question about that. Erech HaPayim, Rabbeinu Zal said, was the union of Emunah. Emunah is Tefillah.
Well, wouldn't you say they're both maybe two sides of the same coin?
Yeah.
Is there anything significant that he has one pair of arms? Like this is a
definitely. Definitely. There's definitely a reason for the sequence that's used there. No question about it.
In addition to learning her, that's one way to make yourself one.
Right.
And also you have to learn from somebody else. Both things together.
In other words, Rabbi Nizal here is stressing the fact that if a person has warmth, but he's not receiving warmth from the level above himself, he should know that whatever warmth is within him is a temporary warmth. And he gives the mushal of Barzel. You have the case of a metal thing, you heat it up, make it fiery hot, and then you put it into water, it'll be mechamim, the water, but only temporarily. Unless it's plugged into an electric outlet, then you take this little thing and it can boil for 10 hours. It can keep it fiery hot. When? If it's receiving from the source above itself.
It's not talking about when you are in yourself being communist from that itself.
No, here he's mentioning, 100%, he's mentioning the aspect of each one receiving from the one above him.
What's the point of the Rikia? I mean, I understand, you mentioned the Aish is like, so...
That Aish is the aside, which is above Avir.
But
Avir
is how you say it.
Why not?
Ruach.
Another word for Ruach is Avir. I'm saying different Sforim use different terminology for it. Definitely. You have Avir, the Sefi Yetzira uses the terminology Avir Mayim Rokia. Hashem Yitain Omer Hamavasrei Sovarov. The word Omer is Avir Mayim Rokia.
So what is the combination here? What's the meaning of
this meaning that it receives. Where does it receive its chiyus from? It receives from the thing above it, which is the koychovim, the galgalim. We mentioned, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in Teretes Nekudamaran that you have oilam hamalochim, oilam hagalgalim, and oilam hashofol, these three words. If Eish is above oilam hashofol, it means it's closest to oilam hagalgalim. That's where it receives its yinika from, which is Rabbeinu Zal focusing to show this concept of umatzikei ramin kakoychovim, that another way, in other words, just like Eish receives its oir from Koychovim, so too a person who is zeicha to be like the Koychovim, umatzdike rabim ka Koychovim, is matzdike sarabim, he is also drawing from where Eish draws. Vahaklal, Rav Nosenzel says the rule is, shetunuas haseichel moilid choyim balev, that it's the movement of the brain that generates the chamimus of the heart. When we talk about this concept of hislavus, it's totally in how much you use the brain. The more knowledgeable a person is, the more it normally generates hislavus. Dahainu al yedei shezeichel hasogas hadas hakodesh al yedei kedushas hazayin neirois. When a person is zeichel to achieve hasog of Hashem by purifying the seven candles, which seven candles? The eyes, the two eyes, the two ears, the two nostrils, and the mouth, which the Sivrei Kabbalah refer to as the Shiva Neirois. These are the Chalainos of the Neshama, Rabbi Kimavur Sham, as is explained in that Torah, in Torah Chafalev, Ayedezez, Zeicha Lehislavus Haleva Hashem Yisporach. Through that, the person is Zeicha that his heart burns to Hashem, Kemoy Shekosov Sham, Hayin Sham. If you recall, Rabbi Nezal based that Torah on the Posek Bahaloscha Es Neirois, Bahaloscha Es Haneirois, El Mul Penei Hamanoiro, Yoiru Shiva Saneirois. When a person will be zeche to light up the neirois, el mul penei hamanoiro, yiru sheva neirois, they should light el mul penei hamanoiro. So Rashi HaKodesh says, shetehei hashalheves eile me'eleho. That we're referring to here is that the shalheves of the neirois should be able to go up by itself. In other words, there should be enough fire in it, enough power in it, it should be able to burn by itself without any backup, without any support. Rabbi Nezal says that this is totally just like the menorah, had to have seven rungs. The purity of a person's brain is totally in how much he's mekadesh, his eyes, his ears, his nose and mouth, purifying them for Avodas Hashem.
It's interesting that tomorrow,
the
end of the laning, at the first few sentences.
That's what we lane tomorrow morning. That's number one. And number two, this is the whole site of Hanukkah. To draw upon yourself this oir from Elam Haba, from Bina, which is mashpia to the seven neiros, referring to the seven spheres, chesed and malchus, which all draw the yinika from Bina. We're talking about this oir, Rabbeinu Zal calls it in Torah Chafalev, the Shefa Elokai, the heavenly oir, the oir of Shivya Yemei Bereishis, that oir which was Nignaz. You know, I forgot to mention that yesterday. That was one of the items I forgot to mention in the shir, in comparing the mitzvah of Chanukah to the Bria Sa'ilam. The fact that the Mefarshim point out that just like at Bria Salam, when Hashem said Yehi Oyer, right, there was light. Now, what happened afterwards? Was the light available? Period. No. The pasuk says Ve'yahar Elokim es ha'oyer ki toiv. Once there was oyer, Hashem saw that the oyer was toiv. The Gemara says ki toiv what? Ki toiv lignoiz. That it was that light has to be hidden. And that's when Hashem divided between Oyer and Choshech, etc., etc. The Mefarshim brain, this is why on Chanukah, you have the chiyuv that right after you light the candles, Haneiros Halolu, Osur Lehishtamesh Bohem, you're not allowed to be Mishtamesh Bohem. Why? Because these Neiros of the Menorah symbolize this Oyer of Shivas Yemei Bereshis, which again, it's Kodesh, Ve'ein Lonu Rishus Lehishtamesh Bohem. Every single thing that took place, we mentioned yesterday about Yehi Oyer. Hashem said Yehi Oyer. Yehi is Begematria Chof Hei, 25. Referring to Chof Hei Kislev, that's when this Yantif of Oyeris, the Yantif of Chanukah, the Yantif of Oyer would come out, corresponding to Chof Hei Elul, when the world was first created. The whole Bria Salam took place on Chof Hei Elul. The first item to be created was Oyer. So too, just as the Bria Salam took place on Chof Hei, so too the Yom Tov of Oyer takes place on Chof Hei Kislev.
You mean the light? Do you mean the stars or something other than the stars?
No, the creation of light. No. On the first day of creation, Hashem created Oyer, not the stars. Hashem created the Bria of Oyer, the Bria of light.
Do you know where the light emanated from?
No. The creation of light.
36 hours?
Right. That's another thing that's brought. That how long the Oyer of Shivimei Bereshis, this special Oyer, how long did it burn in the world? Adam Rishon was zechut to have it for 1.5 days, for 36 hours. Corresponding to that, we have the 36 Neiros of Chanukah. The first day 1, the second day 2, the third day 3. A total of 36 Neiros, showing that this Oyer of Chanukah draws its Hashpah from the Oyer of Shivimei Bereshis, which burned for Lamed Vav Shavuos. Right. Okay. Next. Now, Rabbi Nizal says, "Va'yidei hisla off." So he said, "Va'yidei zeh zeichel hislavus halei l'ashem yisborach." What's going on sham? "Va'yidei hislavus halev zeichel garei shoruach hatumah ruach shtus." Through this hislavus halev, when a person is zeichel to have this fire in the heart, this fire is what pushes out the ruach tumah, the ruach of the satan, the ruach shtus. Through that, a person is zeichel to purify his heart. And that's how a person is zeichel to speak new words. Every time the person goes to speak to Hashem privately, he'll find that he's zeichel to have new words. Shehem b'chinas ruach hakodesh mamish. Rabbi Nizal says this act of hispoidedness, where a person speaks to Hashem, dvorim hayetzim in halev. These Dvorim Hayetzman Alev are this Bechina of Veruach Elikim Nochain Bekirbi. Veruach Elikim Chadesh Bekirbi. This whole concept of Ruach HaKodesh. Note again how Al Pisayd, all of this fits in very good. We're talking about purifying the heart. That's what we're talking about here. The heart is where the tefillah comes from. Ula Avdai Bechol Levavchem. And Rabbi Nizal says the heart, unfortunately, has a Ruach Shtus in it, the Satan Yetzahara. You have to clean it out. How? Through Tnuas HaSeichel, which means through Chachma. The more Chachma a person learns, the more Torah a person learns, the more he purifies the heart. Which sphera is the heart? The heart is Bina. Ulevavoi Yovin Veshov Rofaloi. The heart corresponds to Bina. Where does Bina receive its whole Hashpah from? From Chachma. So it's understood, any tikkun that you want to make to the heart, the best place to go to be misnaken it is where the heart draws its Hera from, which is Chachma. Which means, the more Chachma a person learns, the more Torah a person learns, the more he zeichet to be Megaresh, the Ruach Shtus Adalei. The Gemara says, in Poga B'chom Anuvol Zeh, Mashikei lo Beis HaMedrash. Bring him to the Beis HaMedrash, because the Torah, Borosi Yetzahara, Borosi Torah Tavlan, the Torah has a power, literally, to chase away the Yetzahara. It's fire, which is Megaresh, this Ruach Shtus. That's what the Gemara calls it. Ruach Shtus. Ruach, just like in a gun. You want to push out the Ruach, the key is fire. This Ruach Shtus in the heart, the key is fire.
Sudden
attack,
you should
learn
to
be Spanish. 100%. Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Kufnun Zayin. Rabbi Nizal, this Torah is a very small Torah, and I heard this mentioned many times. Rabbi Chaim and Eretz Yisrael quotes this item many times. Rabbi Nizal says, "In the Yizdabek Atzmoi L'divrei ha-Torah ha-yotze mipi ha-tzadik, a person who is zeche to really attach himself to the words of Torah that come forth from a tzadik, tamo ani, Rabbi Nizal says, I can't imagine eich efsher achakach lizboil velachboitz chaye hoylam hazeh. How it's conceivable for a person after that to be able to withstand or to be able to have any kind of desire for oylam hazeh. In other words, let's say a person is zeichet to attend a shir given by a tzaddik, and he's zeichet to hear the words of Torah coming from him with such hislavas, with such power. Rabbi Nizal said, I can't imagine how a person after that can go back to have any having any type of desire for oylam hazeh. V'zehu, Rabbi Nizal says, this is what's merumos in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, kol hanene midivrei Torah, Noitel chayov min ha'olam. A person who is zeichet to have real hanah from divrei Torah, he takes his life out of the world in a sense. In other words, he can't live anymore in this world. Why? He feels so above it. It's so hard for him to be able to relate, to associate with the gashmias, because he feels much on a higher level than this. Why we should be zeichet? Number one, to learn the words of tzaddikim, and number two, to get to hear shiurim from tzaddikim amitim, to be zecher at this level of Torah. Torah Kufnun Ches. Rabbi Nizal says, Kama b'nei Adam Sipru, many people tell over, Shero lifa'amim eish boyer meirochoig, that they saw in a distance. This you find, I'm saying people talk about this, especially when you go out to sea, you go out in a ship, people say that they're riding and they see like a fire in the distance, like a pillar of fire just out of nowhere, suddenly a flash of fire and then it's gone. V'korvu l'sham, and they come close to that place, v'lo'yhoye klum, and they don't see anything there. V'chein nisroi gam kein l'fomim baderech. This happens when a person is traveling through forests, that kind of thing. You can see this thing happen. V'gam al hayam, also traveling on the ocean, l'fomim nisroi kach. Ukvar noida, Rabbi Nizal says it's known to those who study science. What generates this fire? This comes from the vapors that rise up from the ground. They have a power of sulfur. They have sulfur dioxide, these things in it. And these vapors rise up. And they get mixed together. Umake alehem ruach kar milamala. And if a cold front strikes this assemblage of vapors, especially if it has sulfur in it, v'neifum lamato, these vapors fall down. In other words, they start rising up. Their tendency is to rise up from the earth, these vapors. Cold heat causes something to rise. Cold pushes down. So these vapors, as they're rising, get hit by a cold front of air from above. Sometimes they get pressed down, shoved back down to earth. Rabbi Nizal says, Umaschinun livor lefishor, and they temporarily catch fire in a sense. This thing blazes for a second, and this is what happens. Rabbi Nizal says, Kamoi kein yesh kama b'nei Adam. There are many people shelefa'omim nivar liboy lashem itzborach. There are many people where at times they feel a desire, a burning desire to serve Hashem. Umaschil b'avodas Hashem itzborach, and they start serving Hashem. They start learning and davening, doing mitzvahs. And after a period of time, they are nizbatel, and they go back to their original bad ways. They stop learning, they stop doing mitzvahs. There are times when this lasts for half a day, or a few days, or a few weeks. But it doesn't last eternally. And not for a long period of time. Now the question is, why does this happen, and how does this happen? You have people who look around among Yidden, you see a lot of people who aren't religious, and then suddenly they catch fire, they become this light, they start serving Hashem for a few weeks, one guy for a day. Suddenly one day, as he starts feeling an emuna in Hashem, people who go to work, you talk to people, you see that they have these things, suddenly they catch fire, they want to do mitzvah, I want to study religion, get the whole business, and then it just fizzes out like nothing. The question is why? What causes this to happen? Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezeh bo me rishoyim." This comes from the rishoyim. Why? Haynu mima sheho rishoyim maleim charota. The Gemara says that the worst rasha is mole charotos. Every once in a while they have thoughts, maybe I should stop doing this, maybe it's not really right to do this. People who steal, murder, kill, all of this kind of stuff, The Gemara says that Rishoim by nature are molei charotois. Ve'elu hacharotois miskapsim uboim leizodom. These charotois, sometimes when a bunch of them get together, you picture in a sense begashmias, these charotois floating out midair, and sometimes a group of them get together and they go into a person. Ukefi mispar hacharotois haboim loi, and according to the count of how many of these charotois go into him, kein nimshach hazman sheboy libo lashem isporach. That's how long an extension this period lasts, where he feels a desire to come close to Hashem. Kimei elu hacharotois nivar liboy pisloim. It's these charotois of the Rishoim that cause his heart to catch fire, and he feels a desire to come close to Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, Ach lav kolodom shovo bazeh. But nobody, no two people are alike in this item. This happens in different bechinos, teaching every person. Ki yesh bnei odom she'enoi boloi hislavus meilech hacharotois. There are people where their hislavus does not come from these charotis of Rishoim whatsoever, rak mimokoy macher. It comes from a different place. Period. This is what Rabbi Nizal says. Now the question is, why is he saying this? What's the purpose now in knowing this? The answer is very simple. Once you're warned that this is the case, then you know that when a person feels a hislavus, or before a person feels a hislavus, he has to daven to Hashem, he has to ask Hashem, Hashem, let me be zeiche, that my hislavus should not come from these charotis of Rishoim, number one. It should come from a mokim of Kiddusha, number one. Or number two, if it does come from there, let me be zeiche to have a hislavus, a hischachus, which should last, not it should burn out. Rabbi always used to stress, mi'al bahar Hashem, u'miyokum imkoim kodshoi, that there are many people who are zeiche to make a haskola, to start, they start learning, they decide, oh, I'm going to start learning. They do it for a few weeks, or for a few months, or for a few years, and then it stops. A person has to beg Hashem to be zeiche to the kind of hislavus that doesn't burn out, but to be zeicha like the Ner Chanukah, which is Moisef Ohelech. It increases every single day to increase the Avodah, to increase the learning, to increase the davening, to be zeicha to have it for Nitzchus.
Doesn't then have another Torah something very similar to this about the Hebel Peh Shel Rishon that goes into
right people, definitely where he right the whole concept of Yesh Hebel Ashiyesh Tzadikim Shemagielim Kemaisa Rishonim V'Yesh Rishon right.
You say that 90% of people like that have no rabbi supervising them, so that's why they burn out. It's the case of Rabbi Shimon. They deserve their own rabbi.
That's for sure. If a person has fire, unless he has a keli to contain it, unless he has a rebbe to regulate it, to let him know how much is too much, how much is too little, a person can make a mistake. The whole, when the Yidden were first coming close to Hashem, and they were receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, what was the warning that Hashem gave them? Be careful, pen yeher sulal esel Hashem, v'nafol mimenu amrov. People try to go too high, too fast, chas v'shalom, and it causes a blowout.
How's a person know whether this stops evil without everything
working? Rabbi Nizal doesn't say here. I really don't know. But again, the best protection is tefillah. First is to ask Hashem to be zeicha, to receive, to be zeicha, to do it the way Rabbi Nizal said before. To be zeicha to draw his slavos through the tnuas asecha. To be zeicha to learn a lot. And the learning should keep the brain in motion, moving real fast. And it's the fire from a chachma going into bina, going into the heart, that generates his slavos there. So that when the person davens with his slavos. Note, if the Gemara puts these two together, again, this is the silliness. You have people who learn, they learn Shulchan Aruch and everything, they don't know what they're doing. If the Gemara says, Meisir oznoi mishmaya teira gam tfilosoi tayevo, it means that the purpose of learning teira is for tefillah. There's no question about that. The tachlis is tefillah. The Gemara says in Brachas, Valavai she yispalalu kolayon kuloi. It doesn't say valavai she yilmedu kolayon kuloi. It says valavai we should be zecher yetu madrega she yispal kolayon kuloi. We can't do that. We're not on a level. That requires bitul, that requires the highest level of kedusha conceivable. Therefore, we are obligated to learn, and through learning, you use the fire that's generated through the study of Torah to generate chamimus, so that when you daven shachris, when you daven mincho, amarav, when you have a spiritus, the tefillah has fire in it. There are people who think that it's two different religions. When I'm in the Beis Medrash, I'm learning, it's one religion. Again, and I saw this with my own eyes. I don't want to mention names. I had a case recently with a relative from Leah's family. case of a person who's a tremendous goyim, a Talmud Chacham, and yet you hear them talk about tefillah. It's like a joke. Oh, we go to a shul where in 13 minutes they finish from here to here, and this guy wants to go to a different shul because they skip, they start from Barashah, you know. The whole thing, talking about it like a game, it isn't a toy. These aren't two religions. The purpose of Torah is tefillah, and the purpose of tefillah is Torah. These two are one and the same. A person who chas v'shalom does one without the other, the Gemara itself says, you want to learn Torah? Fabulous. You'll choke on it. The Gemara says in Yuma that the Torah is a samoves. It's poison. It's marked. It says poison on it. You tell me, how are you going to guarantee that it's not going to kill you? What's going to determine, what's going to make the difference whether the Torah kills you or it makes you into a tzaddik? How many people are there that learned Torah and the Torah itself made them into apikorsim? They stopped believing in Hashem through the knowledge that they had. How is a person going to protect himself? The only protection is through tefillah. We say to Hashem, "Hu yiftach libeinu b'sarosaya." I don't want Torah coming from me. I want to be zech to receive the same b'libeinu bino. You, Hashem, should give us the bino that we need, lohovin ulahaskil, to get to learn in a manner where the learning should bring us closer to Hashem, not further away from Hashem.